I believe that there is strong evidence and an awful lot of information that can be converted into evidence if it's investigated properly, that there's been an extremely powerful elite amongst the highest levels of the political classes for as long as I've been alive, and I'm 65 now, and there's been sufficient reason to investigate it over and over again, certainly for the last 30 years, and there's always been the block. And the cover-up and the collusion to prevent that happening. For the first time, I've got a belief that survivors will come forward and justice will be served for a lot of survivors. But unfortunately, it's been left so late that a lot of the abusers are now dead. But we're looking at the Lords, we're looking at the Commons, we're looking at the judiciary, we're looking at all institutions where there'll be a small percentage of paedophiles. And a slightly larger percentage of people who've known about it but have felt that, in terms of their own self-interests and self-preservation, and for political party reasons, it's been safer for them to cover it up rather than deal with it. Over many, many years, I've spoken to a considerable number of victims, and most recently, victims of perhaps the most powerful elite group of paedophiles. And I certainly believe that what they're saying needs to be looked at into in great detail. The problem is that they don't have the faith in the system. They don't have the faith that people will believe them, because the worst part of sexual abuse is the power that powerful people have over them, and they don't believe that that power can ever be broken, and that they don't believe that the power can come back to them.
Help me understand what they say about what was done to them.
Unfortunately, they find it very difficult to go into great detail about the exact details of the abuse. When it comes to a police statement, they clearly realise they need to do that, but they quite openly talk about rape and beatings.
And being moved around
And being moved around and being a parcel, really, literally, as crude as a lump of meat just taken from one place to another and abused.